It's early winter, and spiders are making nests in the corners of my ceilings.
Writer Karen Anderson.
They hide themselves so well, they're hard to spot. But when I do, I'm not happy. Now, I know that all life is sacred, including spider life. And while I respect their right to be, I prefer them to be outdoors. So I fetch the step stool and reach up to capture them in a Kleenex and gently release them onto the back porch. My husband scoffs at this ritual. They'll die anyway, he says. But I'm giving them a chance, I say. I know life is sacred, but I know a lot less about the afterlife. Nobody knows for sure, of course, and it's possible that all the creatures I've killed during my lifetime will be waiting for me when I die. Mosquitoes, houseflies, ants, worms, spiders. And they won't be happy. Why don't you put the spiders in the root cellar, my husband finally says. The root cellar is a creepy, dank underground chamber at the back of our basement, which I never enter, but where my husband stores things like screens and garden hoses. Releasing spiders to the root cellar requires that I open that ancient door, but I'm willing to do it. Out of kindness, yes, but also as insurance.